This morning, we are talking to Hal Runkle. Now, Hal is the founder of Scream Free Living and author of the book Scream Free, Parenting, Raising Your Kids by Keeping Your Cool. Now, if anybody is going to talk to me about parenting, my first true litmus test is, do you have children of your own?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
First of all, I want to talk to you a little bit about Scream Free Parenting and what turns a parent into a screaming parent.
Well, lots of things, but ultimately I believe it's because we have been sold this lie that's been passed down through generations. And this lie is that I am responsible for my kids.
No. Right.
Of course I'm responsible for my kids, right?
Well, that's what they told me at the hospital.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So who else would be responsible for the kids? So the difficulty is that never gives them the chance to be responsible for themselves if I'm constantly responsible for them, meaning I think it's my job to make sure they always behave, always think the right things, always say the right things. It's my job because I'm responsible for them. And so, you know what? I better make sure they always make the right choices. And if they don't, then ultimately it's my fault, so I feel guilty about it. So I feel this intense responsibility for them, and I've also been sold this lie that, you know what, now that I have kids, my life is over. It's all about the kids now. My whole life needs to center around my kids, and you know what? They continue to act like kids, which can drive us crazy. And yet we somehow think, well, but you know what? I still have to focus all my life on them and be responsible for them. Instead of realizing, you know what, I'm not responsible for them because they are individuals who continue to exert a will of their own and a mind of their own. And no matter how much I try to squash that spirit in them, I can't do that. You know what? I am not responsible for my kids. I am responsible to them for how I behave. I'm not responsible for them and how they behave. I'm responsible to them and how I behave. And that's really the critical shift of screen-free parenting, is recognizing, you know what, it's more about my behavior than it is about theirs.
And you would say that's what's unique about the screen-free
yes.
philosophy, is
exactly.
that it's just more about me than it is about them.
Yeah, this book is about you as a parent. And I say parenting's not about kids. It's about parents. Because focusing on them has gotten me into the situation where I'm at. You know, I cannot orbit my life around my kids without giving them the distinct impression that the world revolves around them.
Now, I'm a mom who works a very unusual schedule. I get up early.
Yep.
I get home. I'm tired. I have a little girl who's still at home. She's 4, and then I have 2 that are in school. Maybe I get a rest. Maybe I don't. The kids get home from school. It's homework time. It's dinner time. I'm exhausted. What do you say to a mom like me who's tired, who's burned out, who's not ready to read one more book about parenting that's going to make her life easier when she really doesn't even have time to deal with that?
Exactly.
What do you say?
How would you like it to be different?
I'd like not to be tired. I'd like not to be burned out. I'd like my kids to listen.
Exactly. Exactly. The first two things that you said are absolutely under your control. And that's why I talk so much about focusing on you. Okay, you'd like to not be tired. You'd like me not be burned out. So what can you do to take care of yourself better so that you're not feeling that way?
The spotlight
is on
shifts,
you,
doesn't it?
Of course, of course. You know, and everybody says, I want my kids to listen to me. Well, they do listen to you. They hear every word you say. They just don't obey you.
Right.
And you don't know what to do when that happens. Well,
right.
That's because they're individuals. Now, that means I have to recognize that and begin to give them choices. Instead of telling them what to do all the time, telling them what to do because I'm so tired, first of all, I've got to learn to take care of myself for their benefit. And that's actually the last principle in the book, Scream Free Parenting, is all about that. I call it putting on your own oxygen mask first.
We're continuing our conversation this morning with Hal Runkle, founder of Scream Free Living and author of Scream Free Parenting. You know, it's definitely a biblical foundation. Of course, children obeying the parents, but something else that us parents kind of overlook in the Bible is parents don't
exasperate
your children.
Exactly.
And we do that when we yell at them. I remember my dad one time talking about the point of exasperation. He was yelling at me about something, and I mean, he was like following through the house yelling at me.
Right.
I was maybe 7 years old, and I was so frustrated with him that I just turned around and kicked him in the shin. And he didn't even know how to react because he was like, I can't believe this child just kicked me. And he had to leave because he was laughing. But that is exasperation. So I'm hearing that with scream-free parenting, you can avoid getting to that place, can't
exactly,
you?
Because it's not about my kids. They're going to behave like kids. Why should I expect them to behave any differently than kids do? Meaning sometimes they're going to make good choices, sometimes they're going to make bad choices. But how am I going to behave? I'm the adult. And when I constantly need them to behave in order to make me feel warm or make me feel justified or make me feel respected, when I need that from them, then it just encourages them to not do it any, even more, which is weird. But we wonder where our kids got all this power. Well, it's because we gave it to them. We hand them this remote control and say, please don't push my buttons. Instead of realizing, you know, you can push those buttons all day long, but it ain't going to change anything.
Right.
I'm the adult, and I act, I judge and govern my behavior not by how you're acting, but because of how I want to behave and how I believe God wants me to behave.
So tell me a little bit about, you actually are the founder of Scream Free Living.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about
this. Well, Scream Free Parenting is just the first book.
Okay.
Scream Free Marriage is next.
Oh, okay.
And then Scream Free Leadership. And again, it's the same principles but applied to all of our different relationships in life. Again, I cannot control my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do it. I can't make my spouse happy. No matter how many hoops I jump through, no matter what I'm trying to do, it can be everything she's always wanted. At the end of the day, she can still choose to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And frequently does, just like I do with her. And it's, again, releasing myself from being responsible for her happiness or responsible for meeting her needs. And from a Christian standpoint, I think it's remarkable to me that we so believe these lies, that it's my job to meet my spouse's emotional needs. That's God's job.
Right, and God gives us all free will,
exactly.
But yet we can't give our spouse free will.
Exactly,
which
or
is
our kids.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Well, this sounds awesome. Now, your book, like you said, the first book is Scream Free Parenting, Raising Your Kids by Keeping Your Cool, and you can buy this book now?
It's available bookstores everywhere, but you can go to our website, screamfree.com, and download a free copy of the first chapter.
Oh, that's wonderful, and there are actually some other really good resources on your website
as well.
Absolutely, you do some personal coaching for parents
also. We do. I've got a network of coaches that coach people all across the country.
You're in the area right now, which is wonderful. If you want to have a chance to actually come to a Scream Free Parenting introductory session,
exactly.
You can do that coming Thursday to St. Mark's Church in Burlington at 6:30. Going to be a great event, and we're glad that you made your way into town.
Thank you so much. We look forward to
many more books from you about how to keep our cool in life in general.
Thank you, Ever. I appreciate it.